Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Yes, we are back. Sorry about the last couple of days of hiatus, but I do want to thank all of you for your greetings for my 16th wedding anniversary. Thank you so much. And also to my wife, too, for putting up with me for so long. Anyways, it's time to get you caught up with the best technology news that's been happening. It is the 9th of July, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. Well, we are starting things off with the folks over at Qualcomm. Actually, this is definitely aimed for all you mobile gamers out there. Their new Snapdragon 865 Plus processor appears to be the most powerful mobile gaming chip ever designed. And it probably will only remain that for 6 months, but right now it is king. Of course, this is Snapdragon's flagship processor and will supposedly give a 10% boost for gaming and AI applications. Now, if you're looking to get your hands on one yet, not so fast. The Snapdragon 865 Plus will start being seen in phones sometime in around the third quarter. Apple Music users out there, you might have noticed something a little funky. Animated playlist artwork. Yeah, this is a number of redesign changes that have happened with Apple Music, and those of you in iOS 14 beta know exactly what I'm talking about. For the rest of us, yeah, we ain't got a clue yet. What happens is it has this Listen Now tab of the top pick selection, which includes oversized icons for playlists, radio stations, albums, yada, yada, yada. Well, now the playlists have received an animated artwork, which kind of represents what the playlist is. Now, as far as that playlist, well, it's only for Apple playlist currently, meaning if you've got a playlist, no, you're not going to see this feature. The animations are actually pretty short, too. Most people would probably mistake them for live wallpapers on iOS, actually, though this could all completely change by the time iOS 14 is in everybody's hands. Need some groceries? Don't feel like getting your butt off the sofa to go get them? Or maybe just a little too scared to right now? Well, Uber can do it for you. The service is actually called Corner Shop. No, not the band from the 90s. This was actually a company that Uber bought last year. They actually did offer online grocery shopping. Well, Uber says, hey, you know that thing that we bought? Yeah, we should probably use that now. Now, if it does sound interesting to you, you better be living in Canada or Latin America. That's the places they're going to be seeing this first. Apparently, cities in the U.S. like Miami and Dallas, they will be next on the list, but it will happen sometime later this month. A date is actually yet to be announced. And finally, this is for all you people out there where your bandwidth absolutely sucks, but yet you still want to watch great-looking video streaming. No, it's not H.264. No, it's not even H.265. Get ready for H.266. What's so special about this codec? Well, it actually is going to use half the data to stream 4K video to you. And if you're thinking like, well, maybe it's like 5% or 10%, no, no, no. 50% less data compared to H.265. And apparently, as of right now, there is no catch. The improved compression won't actually compromise visual quality at all. Though we have not heard anything about audio quality yet. Now, they've actually developed this new codec in collaboration with partners such as Apple, Ericsson, Intel, Microsoft. Yeah, this list is kind of long. And it's probably a good thing the list is long. That way there won't be any licensing issues when you want to have it on your device. Yeah, you might remember that. Remember H.264? Yeah, there was a lot of problems when that hit the shelves. Got a story? No one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN shows over there. Of course, this show, the back show, the big show, the photo show, and so many others. Find the British Tech Network on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Give us a like over there, would you? Please, thanks. Follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech, but definitely come by our community over at our Slack room. We would love for you to be a part of it. So join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.